This is episode number 2146 of the Who Cares News for Monday, February 7th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Ellie and Travis had their second kid on the 2nd, actually, of February, 2/2/22.
It was on the 2nd?
Well, one day after Stormy celebrated her 4th birthday. Stormy was born on Feb 1. It doesn't get much closer than that.
So then I have to wonder, because 2/2/22 was such, you know, interesting date.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder, was Kylie supposed to have her baby that day, or did she choose to have her baby that day?
I haven't a clue. Anyway, we're just finding out about it. Just found out about it over the weekend. So congratulations to the happy uncouple. I think they're trying to be a couple.
I don't know.
Anyway. There you go. I know.
I'm congratulating you on the baby.
That's blah, great.
But you know, as far as her and what's his name?
Travis Scott.
Yeah. I always think I'm going to get it wrong. Travis Scott is the one with the bad concert.
Yes. Yes.
All right. And then Courtney's guy is
Travis Barker.
Travis. That's why I'm messing it up.
The drummer for Blink 182.
Yes, Travis Barker.
Different Travis.
I know it's a different guy. I get the names messed up. All right.
All right. So anyway, congratulations to Kylie and Travis and Stormy. And the new kid baby is a boy. However, name is currently unknown at this time.
I thought it was a girl.
No, says confirms that child is a boy.
Oh.
Stormy is the girl. So they have a girl and a boy now. Anyway. Without further ado, it's time for the Who Cares News. Here is Morgan.
Well, we're staying with the family.
Uh-oh.
As far as
are we really?
Of course.
Doing a family story?
No, it's not the family. It's just the theme.
Okay. All right.
And I know this may come as a shock.
Uh-huh.
And normally, we don't like to make fun of the crazy.
Uh-huh.
But because, you know, there's certain things we don't. We have a line. It's a very small, thin.
It's a very thin line.
Thin.
We do cross over it once in a while.
Transparent line.
It's a transparent line.
Opaque.
Like the blue lines in the snow at the Winter Olympics. That's our line, by God.
Kanye's gone crazy.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Back. Crap. Crazy.
Yeah.
First, he accused Kim of kidnapping their daughter, Chicago.
Yeah.
Now he claims Kim's accusing him of putting a hit out on her.
You can't make
this crap up.
No, you can't.
Well, I could, but it wouldn't be as good as what he does.
No, that's right.
In his Instagram rambling yesterday, and there's really no other way to put it but rambling.
Rambling.
Kanye complains about other things, too, such as being accused of being on drugs and stealing some graphic novels, which are his, he claims, from the house while visiting his son.
Oh, jeez.
So Kim made a public statement last week that Kanye is constantly attacking her in interviews and on social media.
Yeah.
Now, there's no comment about the hit allegation.
No.
That's kind of a new one.
Yeah, that's new.
Kim was letting North have an Instagram account. So one day, North walks into Kim's bedroom and says, "Mommy, I'm live."
Yeah.
While she was in bed.
Yeah, well.
And she goes, "Oh, no, you're not." And so she shuts it down. So she North has a TikTok account.
Okay.
I think it's TikTok.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Instagram.
Maybe.
Anyway. It's Kim and North.
So North can't get on without Kim.
She has to be supervised. Okay.
And now
Kanye says
that.
She's too young and she'll never have it while he's, you know, as far as he has a say in it.
Yeah. It's the family business. Come on.
Family business, you know, influencing business. Someone has to make that next billion.
You know it. I told you this several years ago that we would be reporting about the next generation of keeping up with the Kardashians, and it's already started.
Remember back in the old days when the worst thing you could ever do is walk in on your parents.
Oh, that kind of walk in on your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ask me if I ever have.
Things like that have probably been discussed on many therapist couches.
Yes.
Well, you know, now in the ages of modern technology, Seth Rogen's mom, Sandy Rogen.
Uh-huh.
And she's not the first time she's done this.
Uh-huh.
She's talking about sex on Twitter again, much to the dismay of her famous and very embarrassed son.
Look, this is how you get back at your kids. You talk about your sex life on Twitter and make sure that they're following you. And then you wait for a couple of days and go like, honey, you didn't retweet my tweet from the other day and see the reaction on their face. I love it. And then if they complain, you go like, well, you know what? You got to pay for your raisin. That's all it is.
That's
you got to pay for your raisin. You got to pay.
So Seth Rogen's mom, she posted on Twitter on Thursday that referenced her sex life, which is apparently going great. So good for her.
Well, good for her.
She says, you know how when you give blood, you get a little badge that says,
what?
I gave blood today.
Yeah.
Well, there should be one that says, I had great sex today. Ha, ha, ha. That was her tweet. So Seth, well, he
wasn't. Well, it's sweet and innocent. But she is Seth Rogen's mom, so, and probably somebody's grandmom. That's scary.
Well, my kids wouldn't like it if I did that.
No, mine either.
Which means I might. So Seth wasn't pleased to read about his mom's sex life and responded, quote, burn this app to the ground.
Burn it down.
Burn it down.
Oh, my God. Now, look, to her name's Sandy, right?
Yeah.
Sandy's defense, here's Seth. Not necessarily, you know, Mr. Clean when it comes to life. He owns a bunch of marijuana dispensaries. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But he knocked up Katherine Heigl in a movie, you know, which
that was a movie.
Thoroughly unbelievable. And he's also in the Pam and Tommy thing on Hulu, which is all about a, you know, a sex tape. Really?
But those were acting jobs.
Complaining about your mom? I mean, geez, dude.
So this wasn't the first time, like I said.
Yeah.
So in 2019, she shared her husband. She said, husband has a cold. Husband says kisses during sex don't have germs.
Ew. I'm a germaphobe. That just grossed me out.
I can just see Seth Rogen's face.
Well, over the weekend, in other news, Halle Berry's Moonfall fell. It was a bomb, major bomb. So I guess we'll wait for it to get on digital, which should take about three minutes. You know, $140 million, and it made $10
million. Cheaper creepers.
Yeah, and it's like, no. Now, I didn't see it because, you know, I don't do the theater right now. I don't go to the theater. I don't go to the IMAX. No, it's not streaming yet, but like I said, give it 3 minutes because, you know, they're going to want to make their money back. And I'll watch it when it comes on the stream. But from the previews, it looked like they took themselves way too damn seriously about the premise of this movie, and it should have been a damn farce. I really believe the one guy who looks like Josh Gad should have been Josh Gad, and then it would have been way funnier, I'm sure.
But anyway. See, I think there is a farce, kind of.
Sorry, Hallie.
Sorry, Hal.
Hal, you call her Hal. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.